Welcome to the Sex Magic Podcast, where we explore the connections between sexuality and spirituality, the various cultures and traditions of sex magic, and conversations about everything in between, led by a coven of curious modern witches. If you'd like to follow us on social media, our Instagram is Sex Magic Podcast, our website is sexmagicpodcast.com, and if you want to send us an email, sexmagicpodcast@gmail.com.
Hey everyone, it's Shady here, and in this very special solo episode, I'm going to be talking about all things retrograde and why they are nothing to fear. I feel like retrogrades are such a misunderstood transit in astrology, especially Mercury retrograde, which has gained this infamous reputation for being a time where anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And not only is this not true, but it's also such a harsh perspective to have. Like, I already have enough anxiety and fear in my life. I don't need to psych myself out anymore. And bottom line is that you shouldn't either. So that said, I am super excited for this episode. If you don't know anything about retrograde, that's absolutely fine. I will be covering all the basics. And even if you are familiar with retrograde, I will be discussing the effects of retrograde in every planet, not just Mercury. And with many of the outer planets, their energy can feel more abstract. I feel like a lot of people are uncertain about what those retrogrades look like exactly. So if you're curious about that, definitely stick around. And then last but not least, I will be talking about the practical ways that you can work with each planet's retrograde and how you can make the most of their unique opportunities. So to start off, what is retrograde? If you're into astrology, you've probably heard about Mercury retrograde. But before we even get into that, I wanted to back up to the very basics of what a retrograde is. So in astrology, all of the planets besides the sun and the moon go through retrograde periods. Not just Mercury, so they're by no means rare occurrences. And since they're pretty commonplace, it's actually more rare to not have any planets in retrograde at one time. In fact, there is at least one retrograde happening about 80% of the time. So even if retrograde is something that you fear, it's definitely a thing that you've experienced time and time again, and you've survived in one piece. So all that goes to show is that retrogrades are a very natural part of life. Now, the word retrograde comes from a Latin word, retrogradus, which means backward step. So when a planet goes retrograde, it appears to be moving backwards, which is why you sometimes hear people say that a planet is going through a backspin when it's in retrograde. Now, the key word here is that it appears to be moving backwards. It does not mean this in a literal sense, because that would be impossible. But how it works is that from our vantage point here on Earth, when another planet's orbit aligns with ours just right, it creates this illusion of backward motion. So a similar situation that some of you may have experienced is when you're in a moving car and there's another car in the lane next to you. And depending on the speed and position of you both, if you time it just right, the other car can appear to be going backwards. Now you may be wondering, okay, if this is all an illusion, what's the point? Valid question. So while this is an illusion in astronomical terms, astrologically, a retrograde has a much deeper meaning. And I like to think about this in relation to perception, because a lot of the time, our perception is our reality. I have perception defined here as simply the lens or mindset from which we view people, events, and things. Additionally, psychologist Linda Humphrey writes, "We believe what we perceive to be accurate, and we create our own realities based on those perceptions. And although our perceptions feel very real, that doesn't mean they're necessarily factual." So relating back to retrogrades, factually, no, the planet is not moving backwards, but we have that perception that it is, and that's what we use to inform our reality. So now you know what a retrograde is technically, but what are they all about energetically and spiritually? Now, when a planet goes retrograde, it appears to slow down, and during that time, we are being asked to do the same. No matter the planet, retrogrades are a time to review, refine, reassess, and restructure the way we've been doing things. They are a time to go inward and really pay attention to how we've been approaching or handling a certain area of life. Now, each planet in astrology governs various themes and energies. So when a planet goes retrograde, whatever topics fall under its domain will be up for review. Since retrograde planets also appear to backspin, it is likely that issues from the past will resurface as well. And this can come in the form of exes for sure, but it really applies to anything that we've tried to skate over or ignore. And this can sound scary, like something is coming back to bite you in the ass, but I really encourage you to not think of it in this way. Retrogrades are an opportunity to level up. They give us the time and space to deal with shit that's been weighing us down or impeding our progress. A lot of people get frustrated with retrogrades because there isn't that much forward movement. Things get delayed, there are setbacks, you feel like you can't make any progress no matter what you do. But what all these little roadblocks are signaling is that you gotta do the work before you pass go, you know. Trying to force decisions and take action during retrograde is like continuing to drive your car in a race without performing any maintenance. It's like instead of taking the time to fix or replace all these broken parts, you're just putting your foot on the gas and are like, fuck it, who needs a working engine anyways? It's like we become so focused on reaching our destination and winning the race that we've forgotten that we're driving like a cardboard box with square wheels. And the longer that we refuse to make these necessary improvements and changes, the more resistance we typically encounter when striving toward our goals because we just aren't ready. So whenever a retrograde comes up, think of it as an energetic pit stop where you can pull off the track, tune up your car, catch your breath, and make sure everything is in order before you continue your race. So now that you know what a retrograde is in a general sense and what it's for, let's get into what that looks like for each planet, starting with Mercury. Now, Mercury goes retrograde 3 to 4 times a year, with each retrograde lasting about 3 weeks, which makes it a very good quarterly check-in. Now, to understand the effects of this retrograde, you have to look to what the planet governs, which is communication, travel, technology, thinking, mental processes. Everything under that umbrella may experience some delays or need to be reevaluated during retrograde. And there's a lot that's there. So, communication for one, we see a lot of misunderstandings during retrograde because our ability to articulate and express our thoughts and feelings clearly is just not where it's normally at. Mercury has a very analytical, precise energy. It likes to categorize each piece of information. And when the planet is direct, we feel very sharp mentally. But when the planet is retrograde, we may not be able to process all the details. Our thinking becomes a bit more cloudy. And we oftentimes don't end up saying things the way we would have liked to have said them. So little tiffs can definitely happen with your partner, with friends, with coworkers. And because Mercury rules technology and can cause a lot of electronics to go on the fritz, we see a lot of these misunderstandings happening via text and email or on social media. Maybe you accidentally sent that angry email you had drafted to your boss, or you sent nudes to the wrong person. Whatever the case, it's important to be very careful and sensitive with your words during Mercury retrograde. So take an extra minute to reread any emails or texts before sending. And if it's about something really important, you may even want to sleep on it and come back to it in the morning. You should also postpone signing any major contracts during retrograde, just because details can get lost in the mix and you may not notice the fine print. And this extra consideration extends to major life decisions and big purchases too, particularly around travel or tech. So you may want to hold off on buying a car or new computer or going on a big trip if you can avoid it. But obviously, don't let retrograde keep you paralyzed in fear. If you have a trip planned or are closing on a house, don't cancel them just for Mercury retrograde, please. Ultimately, you should always follow your intuition and do what feels right for you. And if you're traveling or making a big purchase, just make sure you prepare as much as you can. do your due diligence, compare prices, allow for extra time between layovers if you're flying, and have a backup plan. That's all you can really do. So to work with Mercury retrograde, I already mentioned a few tips. You should also back up your electronic devices just to be safe. But in the larger sense, I would say to really reflect on how you've been communicating with yourself and with others over the past few months. You know, this is not the time to really start anything new. And this goes for any new strategies, hobbies, projects, relationships, or businesses, unless you are replacing one of those things. So during Mercury retrograde, your time is best spent reevaluating and improving on existing structures. Now moving on to Venus retrograde. Venus is the planet of love, money, beauty, and relationships. Venus goes retrograde approximately every 18 months for a duration of about 6 weeks on average. Now, when Venus goes retrograde, we are being called to reevaluate our love lives and romantic relationships, of course, but also our relationship to our finances and how we handle money. A lot of people seem to forget that Venus relates to money because there's so much of an emphasis on love, but Venus really speaks to our values and our worth, both externally with material possessions, but intrinsically as well in how we value ourselves and what we value in others. So knowing now that retrogrades are a time when our energy and attention is shifted inwards, I see Venus retrograde as an opportunity to work on self-love and to reassess our values. So the way we've been loving or not showing love to ourselves can come up for review, as well as our sense of self-worth. If you haven't been feeling yourself, Venus retrograde is a good time to reconnect to your abundance and to recognize your innate gifts and talents because they're there and Venus wants you to use them. Now that said, a lot of this reworking is happening on an internal level, but that doesn't mean that you should rework your outer appearance during Venus retrograde. In fact, it is recommended that any beauty-related procedures be postponed until after retrograde, so plastic surgery, fillers, or dramatic haircut, just because Venus rules beauty and its backspin can cause some of these things to not go as planned. Another thing to watch out for during Venus retrograde is your spending. You know, Venus loves luxury and opulence, but too much of a good thing can definitely land you in trouble. So making any large purchases, especially with things like jewelry or clothes, it's not advised during retrograde. And we may also have a tendency to overindulge in food or drink, so be careful with that. But overall, if you've been spending in excess or you haven't been budgeting the way that you'd like to, Venus retrograde is an excellent time to review your finances and address any money issues that you may have. If you don't do this already, I would go through and track your expenses for maybe the past few months just to get a sense of where you're spending the most money and what you could cut back on. So maybe there are a few subscriptions you weren't aware of that you can cancel, or you realize, hey, I want to be saving at least, you know, this percentage of my paycheck each month, and then you can set up a recurring transfer. You know, whatever the case, Venus retrograde will help you rethink your approach to money and allow you to find new solutions to existing problems. In regards to love, if you're in a relationship with someone during retrograde, any unresolved issues you may have are likely to rear their head again, but I see this as a good thing because something's gotta give. If there's a blockage or some type of resentment has been growing or you've been neglecting an issue, the retrograde will give you the space to bring these things up and process what's been going on. Now, emotions can feel mixed during retrograde, and our desires aren't always clear. So don't think of this as a make or break moment necessarily. It's a time to pause and review and see, are my needs being met? Am I honoring my values in this relationship? Do mine and my partner's values still align? These are deep questions, and you're not going to reach an answer overnight, so take your time. If you're feeling uncertain, sit with that uncertainty. Do not rush to end a relationship during retrograde because you might end up regretting it later. Don't force someone into an ultimatum either. It is my belief that if you force a situation during retrograde, that it will backfire. So be patient and wait until the planet goes direct to make a final decision. If you're single during retrograde, it's a wonderful time to work on self-love and to romance yourself. So write yourself a love letter, take yourself on a date, snap some sensual self-portraits if you're feeling like it. You know, this is an opportunity to rediscover your desires and what brings you pleasure. If you are seeking a relationship, retrograde is generally not a good time to start anything new, but this doesn't mean that you can't date or that you need to stop talking to someone. If a connection feels truly genuine, pursue it. Just pursue it with caution. And if you've been casually dating someone, maybe give it a bit more time before making anything official. So yeah, if you're single, you can use this time to clarify your values and what you're looking for in a partner. Write it all down, not just what you want, but what you don't want too. And as you do this, make sure to look back to the past, because the past is full of lessons, and retrograde is a time where you can really embrace them. And when you consciously and intentionally apply these lessons and recognize past patterns and understand the meaning behind your experiences, that's when the universe is like, okay, I see you. You're ready for the next level. You're ready to receive these blessings. And seriously, I swear, if you integrate these lessons during Venus retrograde, some truly magical shit is going to happen when it goes direct. So now on to Mars retrograde. In astrology, Mars rules physical energy, forward momentum, and our sex drive. This planet goes retrograde every 2 years for about 2.5 months at a time. Mars retrograde can feel very frustrating because Mars likes to take action. Mars shows how we assert ourselves and get shit done, basically. It points to how we take initiative and what motivates us to get out of bed in the morning. So when this planet backspins, all of these areas slow down. Life seems to come to a halt under this retrograde. Since Mars affects physical energy and our libido, we tend to feel sluggish, tired, and unmotivated during this time, and may not have a very strong sex drive. Womp womp. But the sense of stagnation can definitely be felt in the workplace too. So if you're trying to make progress or make major leaps with professional endeavors, you'll most likely encounter resistance. Because Mars affects our ability to take action, it can feel like for every step we take forward, we end up taking 2 steps back. During this retrograde, a lot of self-doubt, frustration, and anger can bubble up because it's kind of like a pressure cooker. When you take the go, 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 forward focus energy of Mars and turn it inwards and slow it down, it can feel very uncomfortable because we're not able to rely on our usual strategies or trust our gut instincts. Mars retrograde is not a time to act on impulse, and this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Though we all love to feel confident and certain about what we want and what we're doing, our goals and desires can change over time. And what Mars retrograde offers is an opportunity to better understand our impulses and our methods when it comes to getting what we want. This transit is literally asking us to slow down so that we can look before we leap, rather than throwing ourselves into action. So during this retrograde, there can be a lot of second-guessing yourself and uncertainty in regards to why you're doing what you're doing. You know, you may be thinking, is the prize that you've had your eye on really worth it? Is the way that you've been pursuing a goal effective? Mars retrograde wants us to re-examine our approach to certain situations so that we can learn to channel our energy in more productive and focused ways. Ultimately, this transit helps us to devise new and better strategies for getting to where we want to go. So practically applying the energy of Mars retrograde can look like a bunch of different things. Since unresolved anger issues, rage, and tension can surface during this time, it's really good to have positive outlets to channel any negative emotions through. So physical activity and exercise can be really grounding, and it's actually an ideal time to get back into an exercise routine if you've fallen off of it, or to pick up an old sport. Also, any practices that can help to cultivate patience and self-awareness are great. So meditation, of course, or even something like cooking where you can slow down and connect to the present moment. Additionally, Mars retrograde favors cooperation more than confrontation, so it's not a good time to pick a fight or permanently burn any bridges. However, if you do have beef with someone, the retrograde could be a good time to squash it, or at the very least, could be used to let go of a grudge. So if there's anything that has gotten under your skin, or there's a person from the past that brings up a lot of anger for you, take this time to understand these feelings and where they're coming from so that you can release them in a healthy way. So next up is Jupiter retrograde. Known as the planet of luck and expansion, Jupiter retrogrades about every 9 months for roughly 4 months at a time. This means that Jupiter is usually in retrograde about a third of every year. Jupiter is said to bring good fortune wherever it exists in one's chart. It shines a light on how we grow and where we can find luck, and for this reason, people love Jupiter. Now, when the planet starts to backspin, you may think, oh shit, does this mean that I'm going to be unlucky? And while Jupiter retrograde isn't a great time for taking risks, like gambling or games of chance, its introspective energy can teach us how to find our own luck and how to attune to our higher purpose. Jupiter retrograde is a time of profound inner growth, spiritually and philosophically, and this is happening on a very personal level. So if you think about Sagittarius, Jupiter is its ruling planet, and the archer's arrow symbolizes the quest for higher learning and wisdom. So when we direct Jupiter's expansive energy within, we are being given an opportunity to really see the bigger picture. Because Jupiter is so expansive, its energy always runs the risk of overdoing things. But during a retrograde period when it slows down, there will be opportunities for course correction. So if you have been doing something in excess and have veered too far off your path, the retrograde could provide a detour of some sort where you can pull back a bit and find temperance. Faith and trust are some other themes that you may encounter during this retrograde. You'll be able to review your personal moral compass more deeply. So this includes your beliefs, your ideals, your code of ethics. And as you work out your own values, it's important to recognize that your truth may differ from others and that that's okay. So not everyone is going to share your same perspective, but you have to align with what feels authentic to you. That said, as you define these things, you could experience a powerful restoration of faith. That doesn't have to be in the religious sense. It could be reaffirming of your faith in yourself or reaffirming of your faith in the universe at large. By expanding our inner vision, this retrograde really helps us see our lives in a different light. On one hand, I think it helps us identify any areas that we may have grown complacent in. Perhaps we've relied on our luck too much or have grown very comfortable with the position that we're in. And if that's the case, the retrograde will remind us that we need to do the work to achieve our dreams. Yes, we've made it this far, but are we aware of our greater potential? Are we continuing to place limits on ourselves out of fear or doubt? Definitely things to consider. Then on the other hand, the retrograde could allow you to recognize just how abundant and blessed your life really is. Oftentimes, we can get so caught up with trying to get to the next level that we completely miss how much we already have. And Jupiter retrograde is kind of like, hey, you are enough. You have always been enough. So in this way, you could have a realization of your good fortune and come out of the retrograde with a larger appreciation of your unique gifts, as well as a greater appreciation of life. And lastly, just a few practical ways you can work with Jupiter retrograde. The first would be finishing classes, a degree, or going back to school. Since Jupiter deals with higher learning, resuming or returning to these types of studies could prove fruitful. And in a broader sense, I think this can apply to any type of learning that is going to help you grow and expand your horizons. So it doesn't have to mean returning to academic studies. It could be something like researching how to improve your resume, you know? Second, it's also a good time to ask yourself if you're happy with your career. If so, think about ways that you can continue to progress. And if not, you don't need to quit your job or anything right away, but it would be beneficial for you to really consider what you want out of yours and think about ways to get your needs met. Additionally, this transit favors picking up abandoned entrepreneurial pursuits. So if you have a project that's been on the back burner or it just hasn't panned out the way that you'd like, it may be a time to revisit those things. And even if it doesn't work out, it might inspire you in other ways and lead to exciting opportunities down the line. Okay, now before we get into the remaining retrogrades, which would be Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, just know that these are outer planets and they differ from the inner planets or personal planets in that their effects are felt more on a generational scale than on a personal level. So this isn't to say that you won't feel anything, but that their effects may be more subtle or may manifest more as shifts within the collective consciousness. So with that in mind, let's move on to Saturn retrograde. Similar to Jupiter, Saturn retrogrades roughly every 12 months for a duration of approximately 4.5 months at a time. Now, Saturn has a bit of a reputation for teaching us life's hard lessons. Saturn is the taskmaster of the zodiac. This planet is about discipline, limitations, structure, and karma. Saturn in the chart shows us where we may encounter obstacles and challenges, but if we learn how to overcome them and work hard toward our goals, we can achieve mastery within our lives and accomplish some truly great things. That said, Saturn retrograde can bring about a lot of positive changes. When this planet slows down, it operates like a big reality check about what's working or not working in our lives and figuring out the best way to move forward. Saturn is all about being responsible and working within restrictions, and this planet loves to teach lessons. So when it starts to backspin, we really need to look at past lessons dealing with boundaries, discipline, and authority. So reviewing how you relate to your work, your sense of duty, and how you've handled responsibilities will all be beneficial during this time. Additionally, this retrograde is providing a 4.5 month window where you can essentially say, yes, this activity is working out as planned. I'm going to fully commit and double down. Or conversely, no, this really hasn't been working out how I'd like it to. It's time for me to cut my losses, change direction, and move on. So examples of some issues that could come up for review would be deciding whether or not you should seek out a new career path, or you may also be thinking of taking something to the next level with a partner. So as you can see, Saturn retrograde can force us to confront some pretty big decisions. As a result, you may feel the responsibility of these decisions weighing you down. There can be a sense of anxiety in facing these reality checks, but please, please, please do not fear this transit and think that it's going to be bad because there is so much to be gained from it. You have to remember that the purpose of this retrograde is to assess what's important in your life and strategize your next moves, which can be daunting but also very liberating. Saturn retrograde can also lead to a lot of healing as well, as Saturn rules karma. So it's a good time to re-examine your past behavior and take responsibility for any negative actions that may have harmed someone. If there are unresolved issues that have been festering, they could definitely be brought to light. On the flip side of that, if you have been doing the work over the past months, Saturn retrograde could actually bring a lot of positive energy your way. You know, with Saturn, you get out what you put in. So if you have truly taken the time to level up and apply past lessons that you've learned, Saturn is going to want to reward that hard work. A few practical ways you can apply the energy of this retrograde would be to generally tighten up your overall plans, especially ones relating to work and career. reflecting on your boundaries and limitations, practicing self-discipline, that's another good one too. So maybe setting a small goal for yourself every day and consistently achieving it, even if it's something like meditating for 5 minutes every morning. So on to Uranus retrograde. Uranus retrogrades once a year and spends about 5 months in its backspin. Uranus is the planet of revolution, chaos, rebellion. When direct, it is known for its ability to shake things up and provoke change in unexpected and sudden ways, hence its nickname, the Great Awakener. As we have learned, during any planet's retrograde, the push that we feel here is more internal than external. So while we may encounter sudden changes in our lives from external forces when Uranus is direct, we will be going through internal changes when it's retrograde. Now, as mentioned before, these effects are usually felt on a subtle level. Also, the planet's erratic, chaotic energy is typically a little more subdued when in retrograde motion, which makes these changes a bit easier to digest. So it's difficult to say how these changes might show up just because nothing is guaranteed with Uranus. It's unpredictable, but I would say being open, flexible, and courageous will serve you well during this transit. You may suddenly start thinking of things in a different way or have feelings that come abruptly out of the blue. Some of you may find these things thrilling. Others could find them unnerving, but whatever the case, don't be so quick to suppress, dismiss, or judge whatever does bubble up, because they could potentially free yourself from your former methods of doing and thinking. So some practical ways to work with Uranus retrograde would be to look at situations with fresh eyes and get creative. Maybe you thought, you know, with this certain situation or problem, this is it. There is nothing else that I can do to change what's going on. And if you circle back to it during this transit, you may just be able to discover a new path or innovative solution. Another thing to do is to read up on current events, politics, scientific advancements, basically just reassessing how society has been changing and evolving and understanding what causes you want to get behind. And then the last thing you can do would be to remove people, influences, or situations that have been inviting chaos into your life, just because you don't need to deal with that stuff. So if you've been dealing with someone who just continues to turn your life completely upside down, now would be a good time to just close out that connection, even if it's difficult. Now let's talk about Neptune retrograde. Neptune spends about 23 weeks every year shaking up our perception of reality, which means that the planet is retrograding about 43% of the time. Now this is significant because it means that Neptune's effects are really subtle and almost sneaky, because we may not be aware of when the planet is direct versus when it's retrograde. I personally think that Neptune retrograde is the most interesting of all the outer planets' retrogrades, just because it behaves so differently. It does the opposite of what a retrograde normally does. Usually, retrogrades bring up a degree of confusion, doubt, or uncertainty, since they are periods for reviewing and re-examining things. But in Neptune's case, the retrograde actually brings clarity. So how does this happen? Well, Neptune is the planet of dreams, illusions, inspiration, and the subconscious. It rules the aspects of our lives that are unseen and mysterious. And if that sounds a bit confusing and elusive, that's because it is. Neptunian energy is hard to define just because it deals with things that are so abstract. But that's the beauty of it, too. It transcends and blurs the boundaries between the material and spiritual world. So when Neptune is direct, it casts a fog over our perception of reality. And while it can connect us to our dreams, inspiration, and imagination, it can also cause illusions, delusions, and deceptions too. So when this planet goes retrograde, it essentially removes the rose-colored glasses we've been wearing for a good portion of the year. It strips away the false realities that have been clouding our vision. So if you've been living in some type of fantasy narrative or have been deceiving yourself in some way, you're going to have to confront some harsh truths. And typically, the further from the truth you have traveled, or the more extreme your methods of escape, the bigger the shock. So you could go through some painful realizations during this transit. It may also cause you to internalize a lot of your fears and anxieties, especially if you've resisted acknowledging these things in the past. Now, I know this all sounds scary, but this transit has massive healing potential. A lot of the times when we're using things to escape or using things to numb ourselves, it's because we're in pain or have experienced some trauma. And this can lead to things having a subconscious hold over us that can run pretty deep, like addiction. So the amazing thing about Neptune retrograde is that it allows us to identify the source of the pain from which we've been trying to escape. And it helps us work through these issues compassionately. And as you come to terms with your reality, yes, shame, guilt, anger, and anxiety could rise up, but it's important that you focus on your healing. This transit is an ideal time for spiritual self-development, so going to counseling or therapy could be immensely beneficial. Practices that help you connect to your intuition would also be good to explore, like meditation, yoga, or tarot. Another practical way to use this transit's energy would be to resume or revisit any creative projects from the past. So picking up an old art form like painting or a musical instrument could be some good options. Maybe getting back into poetry if that's your thing. Neptune can help you tap into the depths of your imagination, and a lot of these activities can end up being pretty therapeutic too. And last thought on this transit, do watch out for codependency issues, denial, and energetic vampires. Try to stay away from anything that's going to be a crutch or people with toxic energy. You're going to want to remove any harmful influences from your life. And finally, last but not least, Pluto retrograde. So in terms of length, this planet takes the cake, as it spends about half of each year in retrograde, or around 5 months. Now, Pluto has everything to do with transformation, death, rebirth, power, and control. This planet wants us to look at our shadow selves, negative patterns, belief systems, and any psychological wounds we may have in order to claim our inner power. So during its retrograde, we are being asked to reevaluate our relationship with power and control. There are a couple different ways you can look at this, so I'm just going to run down the different scenarios because I feel like this is really what the work is about with Pluto, doing a deep dive into the psyche and examining these compulsions or things that have a strong hold over us. So power in your relationships is a good place to start. Perhaps there's a friend, sibling, parent, coworker, or partner who has made you feel powerless in some way. Maybe you've allowed them to walk all over you in the relationship, or conversely, perhaps you are the one that is doing the dominating. Maybe you've been smothering or obsessive within the relationship. So the retrograde will be a good time to reflect on whether you're being overpowered or if you're wielding your power in a way that is harmful to others or to yourself. Another main area to look at would be to any compulsive behaviors that you may have. So addictions fall under this, of course. These aren't sides of ourselves that we like to look at or show others. Whatever our darkest truths are, we tend to bury them deep. But this transit provides an opportunity to suck out the poison, so to speak. It's about identifying our most deeply rooted impulses and patterns and cutting that rotten shit out. So essentially eliminating anything toxic from our lives. And with Pluto, this isn't a fluffy energy. I read something I liked about the different transformational qualities of the last three outer planets, which said, if Uranus breaks and Neptune dissolves, then Pluto destroys. Pluto knows that sometimes you have to demolish things completely if you want to rebuild. It's very tower card energy if you're into tarot. You know, you can't truly transform and heal or reclaim your power if things have been built on false structures or you have things that are corroding your foundation. So as intense and intimidating as it may be to confront and remove some of these things from our lives, doing so can lead to some very powerful breakthroughs and ultimately our growth and our evolution. So one last thing I will say about Pluto retrograde is that it does deal with death and loss. And as a collective, we have experienced a lot of that in the past year and a half. And Queer Cosmos on Instagram, he was great, you should follow him, had a really insightful video that he did on the current Pluto retrograde in Capricorn that is happening until October, and about how this is a time where we can identify what we have lost and reflect on why this loss matters to us. And in doing so, we'll be able to internalize that wisdom and understanding moving forward. So I urge you to consider these things as well. So, whew, we did it, you all. We got through all the planets. One last piece of advice I'll give you for working with retrogrades is looking at the zodiac sign that the planet is retrograding in. So this will help you understand the major themes that will be playing out during the transit. If you're deeper into astrology, looking at the house that it is moving through in your natal chart can shed a lot of light on which areas will be coming into focus. But if you're not at that level yet, just understanding the themes associated with the signs can be helpful. For instance, Aquarius is the sign of community and social circles. So with Mercury retrograde in Aquarius, you would definitely want to watch out for misunderstandings within any groups that you're a part of, like collectives, associations, and friendships too. Now, let's say you're looking at Venus retrograde in Aquarius. Venus retrograde is about examining our values, and in Aquarius, we could be reviewing our personal values in relation to group values and if those things are in alignment with one another. So yeah, I think that's it, you all. If you are still listening, thank you so much for sticking around and listening to me ramble through all the planets. I hope that this episode has helped you understand retrogrades more and all the wonderful ways that you can work with them. Remember, they are nothing to fear, and they can actually be quite enjoyable if you harness their opportunities. So I wish you all successful retrogrades throughout this year. If you'd like to learn more about crystals, astrology, and other cosmic happenings, you can check out my company, Love by Luna, on Instagram. We have lots of great information there, as well as a bunch of different wellness tools that you can browse. So this is Shady signing off. Thank you again for joining me on this episode, and make sure to tune in next week for more Sex Magic Podcast.
The Sex Magic Podcast is more than just a podcast. We are a collective, a community, a conversation. If what we do here resonates with you, I'd like to invite you to join us on Patreon. But what even is Patreon? It's an online platform where you can directly support artists and creators. In exchange, you receive exclusive benefits. It's a direct form of energetic exchange. If you'd like to join us on Patreon, we have some incredible monthly benefits, such as live Q&As where you can ask us questions every month and tune in to get them all answered. We also have an incredible Discord community where you can connect with other people around the world and talk about things within the realm of sexuality and spirituality, along with monthly resources, rituals, tarot insight, and crystal guides to help further your spiritual path. So if you'd like to support us and show us how much you appreciate the work that we do with the Sex Magic Podcast, I invite you to check out our Patreon. We have the link down in the show notes, but you can also go on patreon.com/sexmagicpodcast.